You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
It's glorious Friday today and we are here to pray by God's grace. Our main scripture is from Psalm 5 verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Psalm 5 verse 11. In reflecting upon this scripture, we see that trusting God positions us for eternal joy and lasting inheritance. Eternal joy. There may be difficulties or challenges, but that does not take away the joy we have in the Lord. And we also know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So experiencing lasting joy through trusting in the Lord means that you are strengthened, empowered as a believer. And it is hinged on trust. Lasting joy in the Lord is hinged on trusting in the Lord. When we trust God, he rewards us with overflow and he honors us. When we choose our way, it doesn't go well and sometimes may seem difficult or unclear, but trusting in the Lord brings eventual overflow, which becomes perpetual overflow in our lives and also honor. Now, our first prayer is, Father in heaven, let your glory fill me with hope, joy, and endurance. Let your glory fill me with hope, joy, and endurance. And it's from Romans chapter 8, verse 18, which reads, therefore, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Looking at the perfect fit of this scripture would be referring to the challenges we go through whilst on earth cannot be compared to the eternal glory we are going to experience after we have completed our assignment on the earth. However, relatively to it means that you may be going through challenges right now, but the joy of the Lord, it will surely, you know, that this scripture says that he is our present help in time of need. Whatever the situation may be, God is going to come through, and right here on earth, because we are part of the kingdom, or we are in the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, we know that no matter the situation we may be going through as servants or ministers, the joy of the Lord is surely going to be fulfilled. So we are praying, Father in heaven, let your glory fill life, your hope, joy, and endurance. Please, let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
Father in heaven, let your glory fill me with hope, joy, and endurance in the name of Jesus. Let your glory, O Lord, fill me with hope. Let your glory fill me with joy. Let your glory fill me with endurance as I trust in you in the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying our second prayer, which reads from Psalm 73, verse 24, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel whilst on the earth in all our movements, in all that we do. We must be guided by the counsel of the Lord. It's not about what may seem okay in the eyes of many or what may look glitz and the glitz and glamour or nice, but it's about being directed by the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. After being guided on the earth, the Lord will receive us eventually in his eternal glory. But we are praying here concerning guidance, that guide my every step, O Lord. As your word says, that they, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We are praying for the guiding of our steps by our Father in heaven. And let me experience your eternal glory. Father in heaven, guide me every step. And let me experience your eternal glory. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Let nothing, Lord, derail me. Let nothing take me, Lord, off track in the name of Jesus. Let nothing, Lord, derail me in the name of Jesus. But Lord, guide me, guide me, guide me, guide my every step, guide my every step, guide my every step. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our last prayer is, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. John 20:29, from which we are praying, Father in heaven, let my trust outlast every trial, securing my future in you. Father in heaven, let my trust outlast every trial, securing my future in you. From John 20:29. God has good things ahead of us, and we ought to pray that he would let our trust in him outlast every trial. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray. Help me, Lord, 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 help me, Lord. Let my trust in you, Lord, outlive, Lord, every trial. Let it, Lord, outlive every trial. Outlast every trial in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let no trial derail me from trusting in you, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, there's no way you can live a life of joy in the Lord, because it's his kingdom. And to have access to the kingdom of God is through Jesus Christ, according to John 3:16, according to John 1:12, to have access to eternal life. It's only through Christ Jesus. Eternal peace, as you heard me quote the scripture, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And to have a relationship with the Holy Ghost comes through Christ Jesus. So please, if you believe in your heart and you say this short prayer after me, Jesus will live in your heart and you'll be a new creature, born again, born by the Holy Spirit and not by the flesh of any man. So please, let's say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. I come before you a sinner, unable to save myself. Please have mercy upon me. I surrender my heart, my soul, and my spirit into your care. Thou Lord, you be the Lord over my life from now and forever. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing to you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for this time in his presence. Let's worship him briefly even as we round up. Son, Jehovah.
Ago in the service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us through this number 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.